This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The heads of major UN humanitarian agencies have launched an urgent appeal to support global aid hubs that are needed to help those most at risk from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The request for $350 million will enable a rapid scale-up of supplies and workers amid cancelled flights and disrupted supply routes that have been hit disproportionately hard by the virus. A key objective of the appeal is to provide support for transport aid hubs run by the World Food Programme around the world. It will also allow the agency to charter vessels and provide aircraft for cargo, health workers and other essential staff. And it will also cover medical evacuation services for frontline workers and infrastructure and construction of treatment centres. Without these facilities that are used by the humanitarian community, the global response could stutter to a halt, the UN agency heads warned. More than $500 million has been found since UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres urged donors to support a $2 billion global humanitarian response plan on the 25th of March. Now to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, which on Monday urged governments to do more for survivors of gender-based violence linked to COVID-19 restrictions. The appeal from Assistant High Commissioner for Protection, Gillian Triggs, highlights how refugee, displaced and stateless women and girls are among those most at risk from abusers. Confinement policies, lockdowns and quarantines adopted across the world have led to restricted movement, reduced community interaction, the closure of services and worsening economic conditions, Ms. Triggs said. These measures are significantly exacerbating the risks of intimate partner violence, the UNHCR official warned. Here's UNHCR spokesperson Shabia Mantu.
To save lives and prevent violence, we need to make sure that national responses to coronavirus take into account these heightened risks facing refugee, displaced and stateless women and girls, and that critical services to prevent and respond to gender-based violence remain open and that they're designated as essential and accessible to those who've been forced to flee their homes and are particularly vulnerable.
To continue to provide help, the agency has put its network of trained protection staff on high alert and adopted its programs for women and girls who are victims of violence. It is also distributing emergency cash assistance to support survivors and women at risk. Finally, as hundreds of millions of Muslim believers begin the holy month of Ramadan, the World Health Organization WHO has issued key guidelines about how religious events should be conducted to avoid transmission of the virus. Ramadan is marked by social and religious gatherings where Muslim families and friends break their fast together after sunset or before dawn. Many Muslims also increase their attendance at mosques during the month and congregate for longer prayers. WHO's top piece of advice is for people to practice physical distancing by strictly maintaining a distance of at least 1 meter or 3 feet between people at all times. It also highlights the value of eating plenty of fresh and unprocessed foods every day and drinking plenty of water. Events should be held outdoors if possible, the agency suggests. Otherwise, organisers should ensure that indoor venues have adequate ventilation. To avoid physical contact, greetings such as waving, nodding or placing your hand over your heart are recommended. Governments, in coordination with religious leaders, are also urged to stop large gatherings in places associated with Ramadan activities, such as entertainment venues, markets and shops. The WHO says that national health authorities should be considered the primary source of information on all COVID-19 measures in the context of Ramadan. For more information, just visit the WHO website. Daniel Johnson, UN News.